Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
Yeah.
I am Shaquoia D.
B and Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be movies. It could be shows. It could be just whatever or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we want to bring you guys in on those conversations. Also, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. And if you want to watch this podcast live, because we actually record these podcasts 2 months in advance, just about, join our Patreon. You can watch our Patreon. You'll get live podcast episodes. You'll get to see our food review show as well as other content that we've created and behind the scenes content. So you can join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3.
Yeah, one of them.
By you joining our Patreon, it helps us to be able to make more content for you, and higher quality content for you. But I feel like I'm done enough talking. What we getting into today?
The topic is, since we all started reaching out to people, how's that going for y'all?
It's going okay.
Do you have music playing?
I realized I still had another headphone in. Pardon me.
I had your question, but I don't know what you was listening to, but I can hear.
It wasn't that. I don't know what my phone decided to play, but it's not what I was listening to.
So you said, since we've been reaching out to people, how has it been going? Mm-hmm. All right, so before we answer the question, we've realized that as adults, the key to maintaining relationships is reaching out to people and following up. And, you know, for some reason, for all three of us, I guess people be like, I'm sure you're busy, so I'm not going to reach out to you. So we have to do the reaching out ourselves is what we realize. So we've been going the extra mile to make sure we contact our friends and family, check on them, and build a level of consistency with that. So I don't know if you want to go first. How's it been going for you?
It's been going pretty good. I mean, I realize I have friends. It's a very subtle, you know, very subtle thing, but yeah. But yeah, it's been cool. Yeah, it's just been, it's like, oh yeah, this is why we were friends in the first place, more so than anything else. But yeah, it was just, and it was needed. It was like, all right, cool. Well, the people are still in similar places, or we're in a similar headspace. That's why we're friends in the first place. So
yeah.
Whatever we're trying to do, whatever I'm trying to do, it's like, let's build together. And it's like, that was like a reminder, because sometimes we feel like we're alone, isolated or whatever, but yeah, it was cool. I got friends, y'all.
That's good. How's it going for you? You asked the question, I should go ahead. It's going pretty good. I don't know, I think I need to like actually put it on the calendar, like what times I'm going to be reaching out to people each week, because it's a little tiring, I'm not gonna lie. Because like with my family, I've been making sure I call them. So like, it's not like I'm just texting them. It's like I'm calling them. Need to call grandma. it's been pretty good so far. So good. Everybody's doing well. I just I recognize that it is a bigger task than just because, like, I'm trying to make sure I reach out to, like, all of the people. So it's a little bit of a bigger task than I thought it would be. So I just need to pencil it in so I don't forget. Because I will easily forget or be like, hey, let me just do this tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and then I forget. You know, so. But it's been cool so far, though.
Yeah, it's been cool for me. I want to say probably about only one person didn't respond.
Me too.
Only one person didn't respond. But it's been cool. Me and Damani was talking with the first day. It was like, you know, we start reaching out to people. We're going to have plans. I might have plans. May or may not have plans. Yeah, may or may not have plans. We're going to see. I'm more of a long walks in the park type of. The free things. But nah. Yeah, I might have plans. We're going to see what happens. And I realized, one thing that I realized, everybody who came to my house, yesterday I thought it was everybody who came to my house and ate my food. I don't talk to them no more. But then I was like, nah, people I don't talk to no more, they came to my house, but they ain't eat. So everybody except family, I don't speak to them anymore. Everybody who came to my spot on the south side.
You cook for everyone or one more?
1, 2, 3.
Where I was going to say, is it you or the cook? No, right. I'm playing.
Were they offended that you didn't cook for them?
Three people ate. And everybody else did. And I can't really count how many people. Mm. One.
Was it more than 5?
That been in my house?
That you been in your house on the south side that you don't speak to no more? I thought that was going to be an easier answer. Go, stop looking at me. I'm talking to him.
You keep distracting the man while he's counting.
I didn't know.
It's like asking somebody a question when they count.
I thought it was okay.
You gotta let him count.
My bad.
I think it's 6.
Okay.
Yeah, I still talk to you.
I mean, I would hope so.
Damani, Shay, and Sharad.
If you ain't talk to me, I would call your mother.
Everybody else. And I don't speak to you. There's no problem. I don't got no problems with anybody, but just don't speak. It's not you, it's me.
It's so interesting.
We've grown apart. Like, some people married. I don't mean married. I don't know if they married, but some people engaged. Mm-hmm. People adulting.
They got kids.
Yes, people got kids. Everybody who disappeared end up with a baby bump. Wow. It's fancy.
We was actually just talking to Sierra about this last night.
Baby bump?
No. She don't have no baby bump. We was just talking about like our friends from college and stuff like that. Like realizing that after college, a lot of, because we just thought it was us that was, like, all right, after college, like, we're still cool with maybe, like, 2 to 3 people from college. She was, I don't know, just, like, she's, what am I trying to say? Why are the words not coming out?
She's drunk.
I went running earlier for the first time, and I'm tired. Okay. We were talking about, like, how a lot of the friendships that were formed, once we graduated, we realized, oh, we were just friends out of proximity. Like, it wasn't because we had similar interests or because we, like, had the same thought process or anything like that. Or maybe we did at the time, but the main thing that was keeping our friendship together was the fact that we...
Black.
Yeah, you black, I'm black.
We
in this small room.
Yeah, like, we're all here on this campus together. We're the black people.
We're the polka dots.
Yeah. But even with that, it's just like, we were all on campus together. So it's like, oh, you cool, we cool, we're friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when you leave college and you're like, oh, I don't really have nothing to talk to you about now. So we're not in school.
Talk about the weather.
It's not the same. We definitely was talking about the weather yesterday, though. But
my good friend.
Yeah, with our good friend, it was a different conversation.
I realized it's me. It's not nobody else. It's me. I don't be reaching out to people. I don't.
Yeah. But then I just be like, why don't y'all reach out to me? But then I also be like, well, maybe I have to set the precedence of, like, the reaching out. Like, it can't. If you feel like I'm not accessible, like, even if that wasn't my intention, if that's how you feel, then I have to open the door for you to feel free to like reach out to me or let you know, like, hey, feel free to reach out to me, whatever, whatever.
And what if the person is thinking the exact same thing as you? Like, man, they don't reach out to me. I ain't about to reach out to them. Now, right. Y'all not having
to reach. And it's like, if y'all friends, y'all probably think the same. So then y'all probably both having that thought. Huh, I never thought about that.
It's like, hey, yeah, why you not reaching out to me? They ain't reaching out to me. It's like, now y'all just in a stalemate, just right. Not reaching out to each other, but wishing somebody reached out. Like,
word.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like at the very least, if you do reach out, and then after that, if there's nothing, then I mean, you did your part. But
yeah, if you don't reach out, then you never really know. Yeah.
I'm gonna send a mass text and like, hey, just checking in, make sure everything is.
You saying the chain link? When I back in the day.
Right.
Those were the days, man. You see, send a chain link. That's how you know who you were still friends with. Everybody, hey, send it to your block, to your five. I'm in one of the five friends with you.
That's I used to just send it back to the person.
Yeah, I used to do
that. That used to be one of the five. Like,
I send it out.
God bless you too. I used to send it out, but then after a while, because you know, some of them was like, if you don't send this out, death will fall upon. And I was like, oh, hold on. First of all, don't even send this type of message in my inbox. But I just, after a while, I was just like, all right, I'm not doing this. You get about 16 in a day, and then you just like, all right, it's just too much. It's getting a little excessive.
Mm-hmm. This don't got nothing to do with nothing, but I was live yesterday, and every time my hair is out, people always say I look like somebody. But yesterday, I was like, why you always trying to tell me I look like somebody? And then she was like, I was just trying to say you look nice. Say I look nice. Don't tell me.
Say what you mean. What all of these
compliments? I love the Childish Gambino look that's going on. Like, one, we don't got the same face at all. I can see the hair. I don't got a line up. I understand where you're going, but we don't look alike. Yeah. Like, when I had locks, I looked like everybody with locks and a beard. Before I had my beard, I just had locks. I looked like everybody with just locks and no beard. Now I look like everybody who got a little fro and a little scruff.
Yeah.
I'd be like, stop it. If you put us next to each other, we don't look alike.
Yeah.
These are names I got. Not just yesterday, but in general. I got Childish Gambino. I got... Somebody tried to tell me I look like Will.i.am.
Hey, yo.
What else?
William.
Dang, what's the deal here? Oh, yeah, yesterday I got Frederick Douglass. That was actually funny. That was hilarious. I ain't laughing until I thought about it later.
Frederick, that's...
That was a good one. She's like, I'm tired of you, Frederick. it's somebody else. He's a scholar.
Oh, you see, Cornel West.
Yep.
Yeah, that one I would have been like, hey, yo, fight me.
That's when I was like, hey, I'm not coming on here looking like this. But I'm back.
Yeah. They say that's how you know you're friends with somebody if they can joke with you.
I just be laughing.
I mean, yeah.
We not friends. I just be laughing.
He like, don't get it twisted.
I ain't your friends.
I just like a good joke.
Yeah, I could appreciate a good joke. What was the question that you asked? That's a great segue into...
What question?
The question when you said, what's the easiest way to...
Oh, okay, hold on.
Oh, she pulled out the cut.
Because I had them already. Oh, what's the fastest way for someone to earn cool points with you?
Oh, word, yeah, mine is jokes. Make them funny. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're cool.
What about you?
I mean, in the interest of not trying to steal his, I don't know. I mean, not trying to earn cool points will probably earn more cool points with me. Like, just be yourself. Like, just
know yourself, know your worth.
Dang, y'all took mine too. Let me think. What is mine? I don't know, cause like a good joke will go a long way. Especially if it's, like, really funny, I'll be laughing about it later. But then also, I'd rather you be authentic than you trying to get cool points with me. I don't know, a good conversation. Like, that's not just like, yeah, I think
a conversation, amazing vibe with amazing people.
Yes. His life.
That's book club.
What? Hey, yeah. I thought it was all everything that you do.
I only say that for book club.
No, all right. Anyways,
good conversation.
A good conversation, I think, is the best way to get cool points away. I think because working in customer service, I've had a lot of conversations. I've had, like, interesting conversations. I've had terrible conversations. I've had a lot of small talk. I've had, like, the conversations where people don't really know what to say, but are trying to figure out what cool thing they could say. I just encounter a lot of different people, a lot of different personalities. So if you have, like, an interesting conversation, and it's not weird, and it's not forced, then, yeah, I think that might be the fastest way to get cool points with me.
I had another question, but it's gone with the wind. We didn't move so far from the original topic. I have no idea.
Oh.
Friends.
How many of us have them friends? Before we, no? Y'all didn't.
You skipped a whole.
You started it, but once we can depend on friends. How many of us have them friends? Before we go any further, let's be friends. Yeah.
Did you get your thought back? That was the thinking music.
I didn't know
it was something.
Here's a new one. How do you guys deal with like all right, the people who you did reach out to and this like is working, for the people who didn't respond? Wait. For the people who you reached out to and it is working, I know you guys said it was like, all right, it's cool. For the people who you reached out to and they didn't respond, like, or like the people who you aren't keeping in contact with, how do you feel about like the relationship?
I ain't get through the whole list. But the person that didn't respond, I ain't respect them to respond. They're gonna respond and be like, oh, I ain't even I'm like, nah, you good. We gotta But yeah, I still gotta make it through the list. Taking it one day at a time.
One day at a time.
I wasn't expecting this question.
I was gonna say I don't really wanna reach out just to be like, hey, I hope all is well. I want to actually have something to say. Yeah. Like, hey, I hope all is well. You came to mind, but nah. Did you see the,
See, I'm watching the game, man. Did you see Melo?
I remember you said you used to. You thought of me. I thought of you.
And then you thought of me, so I text you. for the person that didn't respond, I really wasn't ready for this question.
Pardon me.
That ain't that cut deep.
I mean, no. I mean, yeah, but like, no. Because it's just a weird situation. Mm-hmm. Just because I talk to them frequently. So, it's just a complicated situation. I don't even know what's going on. So, I don't know what's going on. So, let's move on. Next question.
Ooh,
you gotta answer the question.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody responded.
Everybody loves him.
Everybody loves Demond.
That's not true. But
it is true. Don't let him fool you guys.
But
he just doesn't reach out.
But now there's people who I just don't talk to anymore. And it's not even like a. Mm-hmm. It's not even like I hate your guts. It's like
I hate your guts.
It's like, oh, word. I just. I hope you're doing well. I see you online. You look like you're doing well.
Yes.
You have a family, you know? Like, dog.
The person online. They're alive. That's all I needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
Yeah. That's all I needed to know. But, I don't know.
Do you have another question?
Did I have another question?
No, I thought you were about to ask
it. I was,
but I lost it.
Oh, dang.
It went away quick. As soon as I said, I don't know, it left.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
I'm trying out here, guys. This is my first day running.
Something else that I was going to say, you said it. Like, again, the more I reached out to people, now all of a sudden I have I didn't have plans before. Like, now all of a sudden I have to do stuff. Mm. I was like, whoa, I wanted to stay in the house. But I guess it's fine because, you know, you got to, like, do stuff now. Like, when we were younger, but it's like, I guess when we were younger, like, you didn't have to plan to go see your friends. Like, you just wanted to go see your friends, and y'all just happened to do stuff. Yeah.
I'm not just about to knock on. I'm not just walking in our neighborhood knocking on the door.
Hey, yo, you want to come outside? Like, what? It's like, well, we grown.
That would be wild. That would actually be kind of funny. But also, a lot of people don't answer the doors now if people show up unannounced, though. So. Like, if I wasn't expecting
you... Well, I'm looking at the camera before. So who was at the door?
Right, like, what you here for?
Always tell people I'm coming before I go.
Word.
Because I don't want people to come to my house unannounced.
Yeah.
I might have to clean.
Mm-hmm.
I might not even want to see nobody right now.
Yeah.
I might be about to leave.
Yeah. So, dang, I lost my question again. Oh, I got a question. When y'all go to people's houses, do y'all ring the doorbell or do y'all just text them like, I'm here or I'm outside?
I don't ever get a chance to ring the doorbell most times. I'd be like, I'll probably text like, yo, I'm here, and then by the time I get to the door,
they already at the door.
I mean, I used to back in the, you know, I grew up back in the day when you can ring the doorbell. People used to be excited to see you.
Yeah.
Ring the doorbell now, everybody hiding.
No, like they knew you were coming. They already knew you were coming. But, like, do you get out and ring the doorbell, or do you just text them like, I'm here?
It depends.
I never
met. Who got doorbells?
We have a doorbell.
Actually, most of the time, I mean, I don't come here.
I know, but you said, like, doorbells aren't common.
But I'm trying to think of who house I went to.
Doorbell or knock on the door, like.
I would knock on the door. I'd be like, I'm here. And if I get to the door and it's not open, or they don't text me back, all right, it's open, or whatever, they don't respond.
You knocking before you ring the doorbell?
I would knock or ring the doorbell.
I thought you were saying your go-to is knocking. I was like, nah, that feel like the police.
Nah.
Like, don't knock on my door.
They don't have to. But
Nah, that's still regardless. I'm like, who?
Three of them things.
That's why I'm more likely to be like, who had to do? Yo, who? You invited somebody here?
I just text you, told you I'm here.
Nah.
Get out the car. You know I'm coming.
Don't be knocking. Don't knock on my door. Ring the doorbell.
Like, who is it? It's me.
What if the doorbell don't work?
Yeah.
That's different.
Some people don't have a doorbell.
All apartments don't have doorbells.
So that's different. That's different. I'm talking about a house.
I'm not kicking down the door. I've seen houses with no doorbell.
I mean, I understand that.
And do be hanging off sometimes.
I do understand that. But I was saying, if your first instinct was knock before looking for the doorbell, I would have been like, hey, just ring. Doorbell work.
Some people, doorbells do not be working either.
Yeah, if I don't hear nothing.
Right.
If I can hit it and I don't hear nothing.
Then that makes sense. Boom, 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 boom.
No, not boom, boom. See? It ain't no...
I mean, you can't knock with the soft part of your fist, or the hard... What is it? What part of your fist is it?
Medium.
It's the meat.
Yeah, the meat of your fist. Pause. Gotta knock with your knuckles. That's how I come in peace. That's friendly neighborhood, you know?
Or you can play a beat on the door.
That's what I used to do at work. When I was like first one in there, so people knew it was me, I would just.
One of my jobs, I had took a week off, and I forgot my code to get into the building. So I had to call them. That's all.
Oh man! So would y'all be offended if somebody came to your house unannounced?
It depends.
I wouldn't be offended. I'd be like, oh wow.
It depends on what friend. Like, my actual friends, like, from back home, I would be fine. But new people, don't just show up to my house.
Yeah. If it's a new person, I would be like, how do you know where I live?
That would be.
It's only a couple people that know where I live. That's good, though.
Yeah, keep it anonymous.
don't watch this.
Yeah. But now, even if somebody came unannounced, like, in this moment now, I don't even, like, I wouldn't feel obligated to
answer the door,
but I don't feel obligated to be like, come in.
It's not the time. That's when you,
it's
like, you step outside, you close the door behind you.
What's happening?
See you in the neighborhood.
Yeah, we're talking at the front door unless you let me know.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. I don't know. I would probably be looking at the Ring doorbell like,
mm-hmm. Do I want to answer?
Right.
Yeah, we was friendly back in the day, man.
Like, who is it?
05, 06. People was friendly.
Very friendly.
Oh, yeah, come on in. Come on. I got some food for... Food?
Then they can cook.
What?
Everybody can't cook. I don't want no toaster strudel.
See, I got some leftover pie for you.
Toaster strudel? I haven't seen one of those in so long.
Toaster strudels was disgusting to me.
They were terrible, but Dad kept buying them.
Yeah, toaster strudel was like, it was supposed to be like an upscale Pop-Tart, yeah, but it wasn't.
It never was.
It just fell short. I think I had one in my life, and I was like, I think I had one in my life, and it was trash.
Me too.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah, they
just kept being in the, I remember seeing
the commercials for them all the time.
All the time.
And then they just stopped showing them eventually. I guess people just stopped buying them, so they just were like,
yeah. I think they're still in stores.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm pretty sure they
When was the last time you seen a commercial for a toaster strudel?
When was the last time we watched regular TV to happen to see a commercial
for a toaster strudel? Hulu be having commercials.
You didn't even watch the Super Bowl.
I didn't, you're right.
That's where we would have saw
a toaster strudel commercial.
We missed it.
Oh, man.
That's one of those heavy hitter commercials. Who made Toaster Strudel? Was that Pillsbury Doughboy?
I think it was Hostess, but it was probably
Pillsbury Doughboy. I remember Lil White, Lil Pudgy, you know,
used to eat their biscuits all the time.
Definitely did.
Yeah, I was like, the Pillsbury Doughboy, we definitely did. Them biscuits was fire.
They had us in a chokehold, like Salmon got on the black community.
Yeah, y'all got the Yuka app. You said Salmon? Well, I thought Samuel L. Jackson.
Him too. Mother.
He said, Quincy, that's you. I was like, oh, that's Samuel L. Jackson.
That was funny. Oh, man.
It was ever since. I never realized how much he'd be yelling until it was a battle I watched. It was a while ago. He was like, you just screaming for no reason. You like Samuel Jackson. And then next thing I know, I watched Next on the Plane. He just yelling.
He was yelling that whole movie.
He yelled the entire time. But I mean, it's within the character. It's not ever like... out of place, oddly enough. He just be yelling, but it works.
Even in the Capital One commercial,
yes,
just yelling.
Just yelling.
Yeah, he only got one volume, but I mean, that's like a lot of black people.
Mm-mm. He talk low when he say, what's in your wallet? Like, that part. This podcast is not sponsored.
Not at all. My Capital One.
Once he said that, he get lower. I was like, okay, I see you.
I think his natural tone is up here.
Yeah,
like he must feel most comfortable here. If he don't know you, then it's like, or if he knows you, he probably gets you with the, yeah, hey man, yeah, I'm just.
Yeah, probably. Whatever happened to Terrence Howard?
Apparently he's like a genius. Yeah, I saw something on TikTok. He opened up the flower of life and found the answers to to the universe.
What?
He doing scientific activities.
I'm not even joking. Like, I'm dead serious. You never TikTok Terrence Howard?
No. I don't be on TikTok as much as y'all.
Hey, man, we get a chance, man. Get on that TikTok, you know what I'm talking about? And then just search me up, man.
Okay.
You're going to find a lot about me, man.
Hey, man. Man. Work, but apparently he's smart.
Hey, man. Every time I hear Terrence Howard or hear somebody say, hey, man, I think of the little meme with the white Jesus, and it was like, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Every every time I think of Terrence Howard, I think of Hustle and Flow. And mm-hmm. I think of how bad that movie actually was. And like,
I only watched it once.
I didn't finish it.
He was a rapper. I just was like, it just was weird. In hindsight, looking at it, like, this was a weird movie.
They were like, this movie is terrible.
Hey, Anthony Anderson as a producer.
I was like,
yeah.
They made another movie. It was on Netflix. The dude was a producer. Anthony Anderson was like the person that was getting him out there, showing him around. Show him how to maneuver. It wasn't that bad. Mm. His sister ended up dying in the movie.
Well, thanks for spoiling the whole thing.
Right, like, I wanted to see that. Tell us the name of the movie, not the plot.
I don't know the name of it. I said it a while ago.
He's like, yeah, sure, he died in there. And then, you know,
right,
he ended up winning some money. And then, like, thank you for spoiling
the whole movie. Dang.
So Terrence Howard made one, too. Made it, well, it was his whole TV show, with Empire. But he just kept it going. He just kept it going, you know.
Is Empire still on?
I don't know.
I think it actually might be.
Let me check. I don't know. I feel like it stopped finally. I think it stopped.
Tick. I'll drip, drop.
Drip, drippity, drop.
I was about to say tick, top.
And I was like, sing along right with you. Empire.
Yeah. That was a time. This
podcast is sponsored by Empire. When they come on Fox,
I think so. Definitely not sponsored by Fox.
Sponsored by Fox.
It stopped in 2020.
Look at that. I think that definitely went past this.
It's fine, definitely. Yep.
Mm. I think I only watched the first season.
I watched probably like the first second. Three.
First and second.
And
like
then it just kind of started getting a little. It was just a lot. I didn't care. But it was good in the beginning.
Steve Harvey show.
Yeah, I forgot how that goes. I almost did Hey Arnold.
Who was that?
Yeah. Was that Arrow?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I was singing. I don't know. I can't remember Steve Harvey show. Theme song.
Some saxophone run.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good show.
Yeah, I like that.
LaFita Jose Jenkins.
That was a really good show. That show was funny. Top tier.
Mm-hmm. That's another show about friends.
Black friends.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you got some black friends, especially my black friends.
Mm-hmm. You still got any white friends from school? White friends in general?
Don't have any white friends in general. Not that I can think of. Nope, she's not white. not at the moment. I feel like I will, but not at the moment. Do you?
Yeah, I do. I haven't spoken in a while. I should probably reach out, follow up. You know.
What about you?
Trying to think.
He said, "Black."
Yeah,
black.
I was about to say, I'm black. I know white people.
Like, yeah, I know they exist, you know, like, I've heard of them. But,
that I actually know? like, got my phone number?
I don't think so. Another question, is there a childhood friend that you would actually want to go check up on and see how they were doing?
Yeah, I got one.
All right.
That I'm not in contact with now.
Mm-hmm.
You got childhood friends that you still speak to?
Oh, yeah. Not childhood from Jersey.
I was thinking like childhood. Like,
you mean like the original childhood friends? Yeah, no. I don't even remember some of their names. So I used to. Like, I used to be like, I wonder what they grew up to be. Like, where they are now. Do they still live where they lived? But... Yeah, no, not really. I mean, I feel like I be sounding cold-hearted on this podcast as of late, but I don't think I have any childhood friends that I'm not in contact with now that I necessarily want to go back and, like, check on. If I did, like, see them now, like, I would, you know, check on them at that point, but mm-hmm. I don't want to physically go back and be like, what's going on with you? How's life? If it happens.
I had like maybe two people.
Yeah, I had two.
It's funny because I think like I'm not going to my high school or my college reunion, but I would go to elementary reunion if they had one of those, like just to see how everybody was living. Like, wow, I haven't seen you since I was a fourth grader.
They were supposed to have a high school reunion, but not enough people RSVP'd, so they canceled it.
Ours is supposed to be this year. But, like, from what I could see, I don't know. It looked like they deleted the entire, like, Facebook group that they created. And it looked like they were trying to do a 3-day weekend. And I'm like, I don't know y'all like that. I didn't really like y'all like that when I was there. So, yeah. 3 days.
I was going to say, that's a long 3 days.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
that's a whole conference.
It is. It's a conference. So I was like, yeah, I'm good. But
yeah, the only way I would be going is if they, I don't know when it would be because I'm not on Facebook no more. And that's probably where they would be scheduling it at.
I don't know because they found me on Instagram first. And I was like, who did this? Where you find me at?
I mean,
they type in.
Recorded. How do you remember how I spell my name? This is too
yearbook.
Bad. Yearbook. I went through the yearbook.
Why you still got the yearbook? What is happening?
I might see if I still got one of my old yearbooks just to see if I recognize anybody.
I definitely still got my yearbooks.
I got mine. I don't have them with me, but if I see people, I still.
Oh yeah. I'd be like, I know you. I'm not gonna speak though.
Jersey, it's kind of weird.
Jersey.
I definitely still know them. Like everybody still look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People also look very different. You know, a few people I went to high school with, I was like, you don't look the same. You look different.
Yeah.
Different. You the same person?
Yeah.
I still got the same face for the most part, to my knowledge.
Most of them do, but like, I think it's also different when you see people, like when you see them in real life after years. Then they look a little bit different because I think it takes you, at least for me, it took when I saw a few people from high school, it took me a second to realize like who they were. Like, mm-hmm. I saw them and I was like, my brain was like, putting the pieces together. Like, whose face is that's you? Wow, you got like a beard, like a Jesus beard. Like,
bless you. Consume type.
Thank you.
You know, like, yeah. People lose weight. Yeah. People gain weight.
I haven't really seen anybody that I don't speak to anymore from high school. Like, actually, I have. They look the same. They might have put on a little weight, but they look the same.
Got another question. If you now met your best friend when you were younger, like whoever your best friend was, if y'all met like at this point, do y'all think y'all would be friends now? Like if you were who you are now when you were younger, do you think you and your old best friend would still be best friends at that time?
Like childhood best friend?
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know what they doing for real, so I don't know.
Hold on. If us now, like who we are now.
Yeah.
Met our childhood best friend.
Mm-hmm. For the first time now, who they are now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Who they are now?
Well, I mean, either way, let's do the first one. Like, so if you now met your childhood best friend and they were the same person, do you think y'all would still be best friends at that time?
If they're the same person as they were.
Yeah, same person.
Same person as they were?
Yeah.
As a little kid?
Yeah, but you still who you are now. Like, you're still who you are now.
But we the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I think if that was the case, then yeah. Because I feel like I'm more closer to, like, who I was, like, now, like, in the freeness and all of that stuff.
Yeah, let's talk a little more. That's it, just a little more.
Yeah. What about you?
I think so.
But if me now met my childhood best friend and who they are now, I don't know who, I genuinely don't know who they are now, so.
My bad, youngster. Yeah, I say I don't know either, just because I don't know what they're doing. They seem well, alive and well, but I don't even know what their life like. I don't know how they freedom doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they spiritual help. How is they spiritual help?
I just don't know, because I don't even know how to find this person. Mm. I don't know what they look like. I have not seen them since. Mm.
So I don't know where all these questions come from. I have so many other questions.
If you now met them now,
I have no idea what they're doing with their life. I mean, I would be cordial.
Yeah, I think we'll be cool though. Yeah. But I don't know best friends. I know we'll be cool. I just don't know best friends. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now I'll be like best friend. What is a best friend?
Oh, I got a question. Hold on to your question. Do adult men have best friends? Do y'all develop best friends in your adulthood?
Not later.
Not as a grown up.
And I was say, and now what he's not going to be my best friend. that's my boy. Like, that's my.
You're not cool. That's my best friend.
Nah.
Best buds.
Yeah. Really?
Hey, dude. Sup, dude? It's my best. It's my bestie. Bestie, bro.
Calling him bestie is nasty. But I know that's my boy. Yeah, we cool.
Hey, Shakoya.
Y'all cool.
Yeah,
this is my bestie.
What if
bestie meet Shakoya? Shakoya meet bestie.
What if it's a girl? Would y'all consider it? Would y'all then call her your best friend?
I don't know. It's more likely for me to say best friend than to a girl than a dude. But I still don't. I still probably won't. Okay. We talked about this. Best friend equals girlfriend. About to be girlfriend for me.
Oh yeah.
If not, we cool. Hey, bruv. Hey, sis.
Sis.
Okay, continue with your question.
You lost it.
I told you to hold on to.
I was trying to.
And it's.
Oh, thanks, guys. Just throw my questions out the window.
Oh man,
it was a good question too.
I told you to hold on to it.
I'm almost there. Just keep going. What were we talking about before
friends, best friends?
Well, no, I was before you.
Your old best friend. Yeah. As who you are now.
And as who they are now.
Yeah.
If I see them, I would know who they. One, I would know who they are. Another one, I'll probably have to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you. Oh, that was you. My boy, what up?
Me? I would be like, we would walk. Like, be walking on the street, and I would be like...
It probably happened already.
Never knew you. I literally would not know what they look like. Mm-hmm. Literally. Shoot. I got a cousin that somebody had mentioned to me, and I was like, that's them! They had no idea. I'll tell you later.
You're like, hold on, that's my cousin too, boy. Oh, man.
I'm serious.
It's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
It's too late. She's gone. She's gone. She's gone.
But yeah, I'm gonna reach out to more people. I'm gonna reach out to more people. And I think I'm gonna start posting on Facebook.
That's where they be at.
I mean, I don't care about life no more. It's like, nah.
That means you got a family. That's all that means.
I'm not gonna be posting like, dang, today was a great day. Not that type of
post. You should post.
But posting all my stuff, I'm gonna post.
You should have posted like Nova as a little puppy pictures. They grow up so fast.
Being a dad birthday. Is so
hard. Dog dad.
Dog dad. Yep, that's what you should do. And everybody feel like they grew up with, oh, I watched your kids grow up. I watched your dog grow up. I know who you are. That's how it be. On Facebook.
Don't worry, now I would just post my bro. Hopefully they support. They will. They're like, oh, this, he doing, I like that. Doing good for yourself. I'm trying. Just taking it one day at a time. Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking, baby.
I'm really mad I lost my question.
Keep on trucking. Ooh. Sorry, I'm just...
tired.
I am.
Tired. Y'all ran the whole way to the thing?
We tried.
Almost. I mean, we did more running than walking, I think.
Yeah, we did a lot more running than walking. There. The way back, we walked the whole way back.
That's a steep hill.
Yeah. Yeah. We're running there.
Y'all went past the gas station twice?
Mm-hmm.
I went behind. So the street that y'all park on, like the bit.
Mm-hmm.
I ran down there. They made a left, they made a right, ran all the way down there, down the hill, and then I made a right all the way down the hill. And I went all the way down, and then I made a left at the light where
I want you to know
where all the potholes is. So the light before the train tracks.
But you gotta turn that way?
Mm-hmm. I was on that street.
Well, that, it said is the road was closed.
I want y'all to know, I have no idea what y'all talking about.
We might be talking about two different streets.
I think y'all are. But
the one with the
we
light.
We ran for a little bit. That's all I'm going to say. For a little bit. It was a little far. Whatever route you took.
Whatever
football route you took. Left, right, down, upset. We did not take that route. We left, straight. That was it. Left, straight.
Left. Okay, left, right. It was a right at some point.
Left.
Yeah,
left. This is my right hand. Oh, left.
Last.
Do you guys think it's important to have
community friends?
I was gonna say a lot of friends at this stage in your life.
I just need a couple good ones. You know, my grandmother said. You don't need a lot of friends. Nana ain't say this. My grandmother said, you don't need a lot of friends. All you need is you, a couple good ones, and God. You'll be good.
Grandma said that?
Yeah.
I think I was there for that conversation. She wasn't talking to me, though.
Yeah. I don't need a lot of friends. I mean, I don't even think I would consider.
I think you got a whole I'm not going to say a gang. It, village. I was about to say, no plugs.
Okay. I wouldn't say a village, but I think why you guys may believe that is because most of my friends are in one location. So it'll seem like I have a lot, and I have, you know, some friends that I met here.
And that's Can you fit all your friends in one hand?
No. But
village.
Yeah, my actual friends, no. Cause I didn't even. Yeah.
Get out of here. Friends.
Man, just people.
Okay. Good that peoples. Was it. That was all I had.
I had one more, but it's gone.
Think of another one. Come on, you can do it.
Question, man. Question, man.
That sounds going with everything today. I
got nothing. The well is dry. The question, well, that's why it's dry.
Oh, man. Well, that's good. I didn't mean to do that. Oh, man. Do you guys, going back to the original topic, do you guys feel like you will continue to reach out to people and follow up with people? Well, not just people, but like your friends, your loved ones, and things like that? Or are you going to start waiting for people to reach out to you first? You know, give them a chance to contact you.
In 3 years, 3+ years. Yeah. Nah, I'm gonna reach out to people. I'm gonna make friends as I go. I mean, I'm back outside, so I want to meet at least one person everywhere I go.
Oh, that's fine.
That's terrifying, because then I'm gonna have to talk to people. But I connect. I want to make a connection with at least one person everywhere I go.
Good. That's good. Good.
What about you?
What was the original question?
I don't remember.
Do you feel like
I'll be like the person to follow up
with people? Oh, are you going to continue to follow up with people? Or are you going to continue?
I ain't had nothing.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, all right. How did we get that? But that don't.
All right, are you going to continue to follow up with people and to reach out? Or are you going to let people, you know, give people the chance to contact you?
I'm going to reach out whenever I'm just going to reach out when I actually think about people.
Yeah.
That's probably the easiest. That's the easiest route. Because otherwise, I'm going to forget. In regards to like meeting new people, I mean, I'm just gonna talk, like, just not be afraid to have conversation, because I mean, I have conversation all the time.
Man. I thought that was a dog.
just be able to have conversation, and you know, because it's like school when you like first day of school, you go there, you don't know nobody, you may make friends with somebody just all of a, hey, you saw that? Because that was crazy. Now y'all friends.
I actually liked being a new kid.
It was fun. Because everybody came up and talked to you. Of course you did. It was easy. You ain't got to do no work.
Let's go. Let's
you're lazy. Go. You're lazy friendships.
Oh, I like y'all. being a new kid, it's amazing. Handsome. Drippy. Watch your step.
Until another new kid shows up. Then you're regular.
Nah, never regular. Never
you're
regular.
You were part of the crowd after that.
Nah.
You only be a new kid once. And then after about a good month or two, you're not the new kid. You're part of the group.
I'm still the new kid if I'm the newest kid.
Until a new kid show up. Now you're not a new kid no more.
That's fine. That's fine. I need to be new I don't need to be new all the time. Just like, hey, that's different. I like that. Word, that is me. Appreciate it.
You go from new hotness to old and busted.
A joke. I like this guy.
Oh, funny. That's all I got. Y'all. I ain't got no more questions. Friends.
That was my question.
Oh yeah, that was you. That was you.
You're stealing.
Pardon me. Do you? Stealing, you want to follow up? That's what you going to do? You want to follow up? Calling people. Hey, yo, it's me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to be following up and, you know, doing my due diligence, you know, reaching out to people. I'm trying to do better at it. Yeah, because I realize if I don't do it, nobody's going to do it. Mm-hmm. And as, I don't know, annoying that might be, if I want these people in my life, I got to do what I need to do. Keeping people in my life. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, like, some people, like my parents, like, you know, they're kind of stuck with me. But I'm still going to reach out to them, though.
Or I'm going to just start calling people and be like, hey, yo, if you don't start calling me soon when I'm rich, I'm not answering the phone.
Word.
I'm not answering.
They just hanging up real quick. So they could call me back. Oh, so you decided to call.
Huh. It's like, this is your 90-day warning. After 90 days. It's a wrap for you.
But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and follow up and stuff. Sure. I mean, it's not bad. I do think calling people or texting people, I'm more of a texter, texting people when I think of them is the best option, like you said, because it's a lot easier to just be like, oh, let me just go ahead. Or, like you had said before, if you're doing something and you think of it, you just write the thought down. Mm-hmm. So then I can just do it after whatever I'm already in the middle of doing. Because sometimes I don't want to start a conversation while I'm in the middle of doing something, because then it's like, I'm not gonna text you back after this, because I'm doing something.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a conversation texter for real. Like maybe going that conversation be going on for too long, and I don't be feeling like conversing for that long.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I be texting, because then also if I forget to respond and I remember 2 days later, I could still text you back.
Yeah, sometimes I like get to a point where I don't feel like talking.
I relate. I mean, I be getting text messages, and sometimes, again, I be replying in my head, but other times, it would be a lot easier if we just talk, because, like, we can have a conversation, say we can skip the, how you doing, hope everything's well, you been blah, blah, you been blah, it's like, it's so much time in between that, but I might forget something.
I think it depends on the person, too, because, like, sometimes I'll just text and be like, hey, I got a question. What color of shoes did the hippo have to wear outside? I don't be doing that, but, like, you know, I just actually have a question. So then I just dive right into a conversation versus trying to... And then I'll be like, but how you doing, though?
Yeah, nah. Sometimes. It'd be taking... Especially stuff life be happening in between the text messages. Next thing you know, the rice is burning.
The rice is done.
Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my God.
I think it just all depends on who you're talking to. Like, how you're reaching out to who you are, and then how you reach out to people depends on who you're talking to. So, I mean, yeah. The moral of the story is... that in adult friendships are... they require a little more effort than childhood friendships.
You might have to plan something, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, schedule something.
Yeah, I'm planning this stuff. Hey, and then see who show up. Then that's going to let me know who to reach out to.
Word.
It's a test.
Test. Choose wisely.
Testing.
Yeah. So, but let us know in the comments. Do you guys follow up with your friends? Like, do you, reach out to your friends and family often? Do you make that a priority, or is it just like, I'll talk to you whenever I talk to you? Sometimes it depends on the friendship.
I was gonna say, it don't even gotta be like often. Do you check up on your friends? Like,
yeah,
every so often, like once in a while.
Yeah,
let us know how often you check up on your friends,
or if you think it's necessary for you to check up on your friends or not.
Yeah, or no.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody's relationship is different, so I'll be reaching out to my friends and family, I don't know how frequently, but I'll be doing it, but once again, y'all got any final thoughts before I close this thing out?
Yeah, y'all be great. Treat your friends how you want to be treated.
Word. Yeah. Facts. Also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Yes, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Great Area Podcast. Join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 for more behind-the-scenes content, watching this podcast live, as well as our food review show, which is recorded live.
Who made this?
That's the name of it. And it's actually a really good show, y'all. And other content that we are creating... the Patreon allows us to create more content, more high quality content. But we will check y'all out next week. Thanks for joining us.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Push the goddamn button.